tariffs, pipelines, the Chignecto Isthmus, the tragic war in Gaza, the fate of the CBC and Canada's local news outlets, public land for housing, the funding of the Canada Pension Plan, oil and gas subsidies, immigration, housing and infrastructure funding, poverty, science and climate change, misinformation, nuclear energy, and taxation in general. Members of the public had their chance last night to post questions about all these topics and more at a federal candidates debate in Middle Sackville. The evening started with just two of the six candidates missing. Both Conservative Natalie Vautour and Green Josh Shattuck declined the invitation to join the forum. Then, before the end of the first question round, Libertarian candidate Donna Allen decided to leave after being interrupted by moderator Carol Cook while answering a question about measures to recession-proof the Beauséjour riding in the face of U.S. tariffs.
It's not a tariff problem, it's a drug problem. We keep letting drugs like fentanyl into the United States, and right now the number one killer of 18 to 35 years old.
Ms. Allen, I'm just going to interrupt. I think we've sort of determined that fentanyl is not a problem. We're going to fact check as much as we can, but fentanyl coming from the States has not been a problem. Please proceed.
I'll shut the microphone down right now. We'll be censored.
Shortly thereafter, Allen left the table and the forum. That left three candidates at the front of the room for the remainder of the evening: Dominic LeBlanc for the Liberal Party, Alex Gagné for the NDP, and Eddie Cornell for the People's Party of Canada. Several climate change-related questions came up during the evening, including right off the bat the question of pipelines. Catherine Premier sent in her question by email, noting that Canada is far off the target of reducing its greenhouse gas emissions by 45%, and asking whether the candidates would promise not to make any new investments into large fossil fuel projects such as pipelines. Eddie Cornell said his party would advocate to accelerate fossil fuel production.
People's Party of Canada would remove Canada from the Paris Accord, and we would accelerate production within our own borders. That's key. Canada is already basically carbon neutral, and yet our government feels that carbon taxes are going to fix the environment. No, that's not going to change a thing. Sure, we want to bring emissions down, and we can do that through many different factors. You know, science is constantly improving, and we're going to look at that. But our country is rich in natural resources, and we're going to use that, and we're going to do it in a responsible way, keeping the climate in mind.
The NDP's Alex Gagné said he would take it one step further.
Not only yes, but we're also calling for the ending of subsidies for major fossil fuel companies as well, because you can't fund a green transition if the majority of your energy subsidies are still going to oil companies. This is fundamentally a problem with the approach by this Liberal government. If you keep giving money to the companies that are polluting and put the onus on everyday citizens to make the change, then it's not going to happen. We have to attack the actual problem at the core, and those are the polluters. And here in New Brunswick, that also means a bit of a dirty word, and that is the Irvings. We have to take an actual approach at their pollution. The serious, serious attacks on our environment. So not only are we against expanding oil production, but we're also against funding this industry that is slowly killing us.
And finally, Liberal Dominic LeBlanc's answer, which left room for possible future east-west pipeline projects.
The premise of the question, the preamble which you read, I entirely subscribe myself to it. In terms of the effects of climate change are real, the floods, the forest fires, we're seeing them. It's costing lives. It's costing billions of dollars to the Canadian economy. So I entirely ascribe myself to the premise of your question. I think the cost of doing nothing to fight climate change is also very significant. Perhaps that's where I disagree with Eddie or the Conservative Party. I agree with Alex that we should apply a carbon price to large polluters, large emitters. That's something we're committed to doing. But I also think the country has to ask itself, the whole country, about the energy security of our country and our dependence on the United States. 70 pipelines cross the border between Canada and the United States. The energy security of Eastern Canada depends on pipelines coming through the United States. So I think Canadians have to have a conversation about what's the right mix in terms of a transition to a cleaner energy future.
Local resident Dodie Perkin asked the candidates about their stance on immigration, given the cuts the Liberal government has made to international student quotas and the possible opportunity to take advantage of skilled Americans fleeing the Trump administration. The NDP's Alex Gagné said his party supports immigration.
Actually, I'm a recent graduate of St. Thomas University, and I'm very proud of the international student body that's there as well. It's a massive Latin American population and people that come in from that community that contribute. And I want to flag also this here in Mount A, that our international community has only brought in benefits, economic boosts, and well-deserved community reinvigoration. And I think that's deeply important. And coming back to the academic side and protecting our academic institutions, and on the immigration side, the New Democrats support immigration because it supports our existing social welfare structure. When we talk about having an aging population, if we don't have young new workers coming in and paying our taxes, we can't fund our pensions. So like Dominic was talking about our pensions being solvent, but that's under the assumption that people are coming in and paying their taxes. And that is fundamentally our philosophy in how we tackle this issue.
Dominic LeBlanc backed up the Liberal decision to reduce international student quotas.
I agree with Alex. Mount Allison, University of Moncton have benefited, the communities have benefited from the presence of increased international students. There have been some abuses around international students, not in institutions, certainly not in public universities and public institutions in any way comparable to what some private colleges were doing in other parts of the country in some cases. So we had to crank down on what had frankly become an out-of-control process that was generating huge amounts of revenue for some dubious purposes. I also think, however, that international students shouldn't be the funding model for public universities. So if the provinces aren't providing adequate funding for universities in their jurisdiction, I don't think over time the solution is to keep bringing more international students. So you got to find the right mix. You also asked about a general question about immigration, the brain drain potential from the United States. I've taken note of that too in mainstream media. I think Canadians expect us to have a generous and open immigration system, but it has to be orderly. It has to follow recognized paths. And I think one of the reasons why some public support for immigration eroded is because there was a sense that perhaps the orderly immigration system that has built this country and certainly makes me very proud needs to be strengthened again. So I am absolutely in favor. We need the workers, to Alex's point. It's good for the culture. It's good for communities big and small. But it's got to follow an orderly, organized, lawful path. And I think any modern democracy is entitled to say that as well.
And Eddie Cornell weighed in with the People's Party's stance on immigration.
Well, you know, judging by our country, the open border policy hasn't been working. We can't sustain this level of immigration. We had a process before that worked very well, and somehow they threw that book out the window and decided to just let everybody in unvetted. They don't bring anything to the table. They're not vetted for skills. We need people to immigrate to this country, but we need people to bring something to the table, and we had something in the past that worked quite well. We can't even afford the housing for these people. These people are earning thousands of dollars every month, living in hotels while people are starving, our own citizens. We want to look after Canadians first. And it's not that we don't want anyone to come from other places in the world. Of course we do. We need that. But we need a moratorium. Let us sort this out and figure out what we have to do to improve it, because this country is turning into a disaster under this immigration policy from this Liberal government. And we just can't sustain it. We need to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Those comments by People's Party candidate Eddie Cornell inspired commentary from Sackville resident Ramona Keezer later in the evening.
I just would like to know where you, Mr. Cornell, get the idea from that Canada lets just anybody in, and that you don't have to show that you are qualified to try and live in this community and in this country, that you don't want to contribute to this country and to the wealth of the community you live in. I'm not quite sure where you understand that the immigration process is broken and, you need to somehow fix it. I'm not quite sure that you've ever witnessed anybody trying to immigrate into Canada, and maybe reaching out to people that have gone through this process would help you understand that it's not a willy-nilly process, that you have to prove that you are able to support yourself, that you can contribute to the country, to the community, and be a productive member and helpful member, volunteering member. And luckily, this is a community in which immigrants are very supported. We have lots of people help people like me succeed. So I would just rather you reflect on that kind of language again. So.
Cornell responded to Keiser saying the People's Party was not against immigration, but reiterated his belief that Canada has open borders. Those were some of the highlights from last night's all-candidates debate at the Middle Sackville Baptist Church with Liberal candidate Dominic LeBlanc, NDP candidate Alex Gagné, and People's Party candidate Eddie Cornell. The full audio recording of the forum will be available later today on chmafm.com. Advanced voting starts Friday at the Tanchamar Veterans Memorial Civic Center and continues to Monday. Election Day is April 28th. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.